AP source, Chiefs QB Mahomes expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks. By AP on October 18, 2019. Kansas City, Missouri. AP, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes escaped significant ligament damage when he dislocated his right kneecap, and there is optimism the reigning NFL MVP could be back on the field in about a month. Mahomes had an MRI exam Friday that showed the ligaments were intact, a person familiar with the situation told the Associated Press. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because the team was still sorting through the results and putting together a timetable for his return. The Chiefs play Green Bay a week from Sunday, then face the Vikings and Titans before a Monday night matchup against Tennessee on November 18. The Chiefs, 5-2, have their bye the following week, so it is possible they hold Mahomes out until their game against Oakland on December 1. The kid had the MRI and we don't have all the information. That's what I can give you, Chiefs coach Andy Reid said Friday. Once we get the information, we can give you everything that kind of happened and what's going on down the road. The whole deal. Mahomes was hurt during the Chiefs' 30-6 win in Denver on Thursday night while sneaking for first down on 4th and short deep in Broncos territory. Everyone jumped up from the pile but Mahomes, who quickly reached for his right knee as trainers rushed onto the field. Physicians used what is called a reduction maneuver to guide the patella back into place, and Mahomes was helped to his feet and shooed away a waiting cart. As players from both teams gathered to pat him on the back, Mahomes limped off the field into the locker room with little assistance. Mahomes was only in the X-ray room for a couple minutes before he was ruled out. The Chiefs led 13-6 when Mahomes left and journeyman quarterback Matt Moore, who was signed just before the season when backup Chad Henne broke his ankle, finished the game. Moore wound up going 10 of 19 for 117 yards, a good chunk of it coming on a 57-yard scoring strike to Tyreek Hill. It's hard to do, really the whole thing he's done, coming in late to us, Reid said. Then it's hard to be a relief pitcher. He's done it before. There's a certain way to prep for that and he understands that. It paid off for him. The best part is we didn't have to change up a lot of things. The hard thing is if the guy comes in, the backup, and you have to change the whole offense. Reid indicated that Moore would be the starter going forward, and that rookie Kyle Shurmur, the son of longtime NFL coach Pat Shurmur, could be elevated from the practice squad as the backup. Henne is making progress and could be ready to come off injured reserve in Week 8. Moore and the Chiefs have the benefit of a few extra days by virtue of playing Thursday night, though Reid said he was following through on his plan to give the team a few days off. The team will reconvene after the weekend before a Sunday night showdown against the Packers. By that point, the Chiefs could have wide receiver Sammy Watkins back from a hamstring injury, and left tackle Eric Fisher, groin, and left guard Andrew Wiley, ankle, could be close to returning. Again, I don't think we'll have to change the whole offense, Reid said, but definitely that is part of being a coach and knowing your players. You want to put them in the best position for what they do best, then work on those things to get them better on the things they don't do best. We'll look at what Moore does best and talk and put together a good game plan.